I'm going to say this now, before we get started. You won't like it, but trust me, I've done this more times than I care to punish myself remembering. In a case like this, a kid, 9 times out of 10, it's someone close to home. Family, friend, neighbour, someone in the community. Don't forget that. However distraught they look, however unlikely it seems, they know who did it. Perhaps not consciously, and perhaps not yet, but they know. They know. The 20th of July, 2016, 2:05 a.m. Canal Manor Estate, Oxford. They say home buyers make up their mind about a house within 30 seconds of going inside. Well, take it from me, the average police officer takes less than 10. In fact, most of us have come to the judgment long before we go through the door. Only it's the people we're judging, not the property. So when we pull up outside 5 Barge Close, I have a pretty good idea what to expect. It's what used to be called an executive home. Perhaps still is, for all I know. They have money, these people, but not as much as they'd like. Or else they'd have bought a genuine Victorian house and not this reproduction version on a raw new estate the wrong side of the canal. It's the same red brick, the same bay windows, but the gardens are small and the garages huge. Not so much fake as downright forgery. The uniform posted at the front door tells me the family have already done the obligatory search of the house and garden. You'd be amazed how many times we find kids under beds or in wardrobes. They're not lost. They're just hiding. And most of these stories don't have happy endings either. But it seems that's not what we're dealing with here. As the duty inspector told me an hour ago when he woke me up,